Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, coming to you from Vikings Entertainment Network Studios at Winter Park. 1 week from right now, the off-season program is over, and we'll be looking forward to training camp. In the meantime, Vikings mandatory minicamp begins this week, so lots of action right here around Winter Park. Before that starts, though, we have some questions to answer. So let's get to this week's edition of Pick Six right now. The first question comes from Devin. Very glad the Vikings were able to lock up Harrison Smith before training camp. Great move as always, Spielman and company. This has become one of Rick Spielman's calling cards as an NFL GM. Not only does he hit on an early round draft pick, which he's done on Harrison Smith, but he signs those guys to long-term extensions before they hit free agency. He did the same thing with Kyle Rudolph a couple of years ago. He's done so with Adrian Peterson, Chad Greenway, John Sullivan. The list goes on. So yeah, great job by Rick Spielman and the personnel department to lock up another core player for the long term. The next question comes from Salvador in Mexico. Which defensive rookie do you think will have the biggest impact next season? Well, we'll think about some of the defensive players, but I think the impact is actually going to come on special teams. Remember with Trey Waynes last year, he was a first-round pick as a corner, but his biggest impact did not come on defense. He was our leading special teams tackler. So I look at a guy like Mackenzie Alexander, the second-round corner the Vikings took, or linebacker Kentrell Brothers in the fifth round. Those are guys who should make the roster at a defensive position, but their primary contribution will likely come on special teams. Our next question comes from MDK. I want to know more about how the second and third year under the radar players are developing. Any of them who didn't play much in 2015 but are popping out at you right now? Well, two guys who didn't play a lot last year are Adam Thielen and Danielle Hunter. I think both of those guys are going to see enhanced roles on their side of the football in 2016. They're both going to be contributors on special teams, where Adam Thielen is an ace, but I also think they're going to get on the field on offense and defense and help this team out quite a bit. A couple of other kind of under the radar players are Eric Kendricks, who might be the best player on this defense that no one talks about, because everyone talks about Linval Joseph and Harrison Smith and Anthony Barr, but Eric Kendricks is running around all over the field making plays. And let's not forget about Jerick McKinnon, the running back who plays behind Adrian Peterson, still can impact games both on offense as a pass catcher and as a runner in Adrian's stead. And also, he's a big-time special teams contributor as well. Matthew Barr has the next question. How is Mobo doing in OTAs? Does he seem to be picking things up quickly? Well, I think whether he's picking things up quickly or not, that's a better question for Coach Zimmer. Maybe he'll be asked that during the open media session of minicamp this week. But he's out there working really hard right now. Remember, he's breaking new ground as a foreign-born player in the NFL. So you got to give him a lot of credit for how far he's come. He keeps working hard, and that's all you can ask for from Moritz so far. Our next question comes from Tyler. With so many primetime games this year, how do you expect the Vikings to perform? Well, if you remember, last year did not start out with a bang. The Vikings were slow to go on Monday Night Football in Week 1, but they learned from that experience and played much better in primetime down the stretch, winning two critical games against the Giants and the Packers, both in primetime, to help them get to the division title. I expect more of those kinds of performances in primetime this year. Our last question comes from Joshua. How will Treadwell be able to stretch the field against NFL defenders? Well, a lot of people say Treadwell does not have elite speed to get down the field, but that's not the only thing you need to be a vertical threat. Treadwell is great at getting downfield and winning those 50-50 balls. He's also very good after the catch. If you watch him back in college, he was known for breaking tackles and making people miss. So he can take a short or intermediate route and turn it into a long gain and stretch the field that way. I think Treadwell is going to be a great addition to Teddy Bridgewater and this passing game. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but lots of action going on here around Winter Park with mandatory minicamp for the next 3 days. So we'll have reaction and coverage of the minicamp right here on Vikings.com, so make sure you stay tuned. And we'll also wrap up the offseason program and look forward to 2016 Vikings training camp next week with another edition of the Pick Six. So make sure you submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week.